Hi, my name is Dan Ferber, and I appreciate you listening to my podcast, Buffalo Advice Dad. I'm a father here from Buffalo, and I like to just give words of wisdom that I hopefully will help make your day a little brighter. And if you've gotten something out of this, listening to this, please share and subscribe it. And you can also follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at Buffalo Advice Dad as well. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. If I had to guess, you're probably listening to this podcast while in your car. Well, that's because when I listen to podcasts, I'm usually driving, and I like to save gas too. So that's why I downloaded the Upside app. Now, I was a little hesitant at first, but I've actually gotten some money back. It's not enough to make me rich, but it is enough to take the wife out on a date. So if you want to save money on local restaurants and even gas, download the Upside app. The information is in the show notes. And enjoy listening to the next podcast. Have a great day. Hello. Good evening. It's Wednesday, December 20th. Last day of fall, and tomorrow's the first day of winter, and it's a lovely 39 degrees here. We have a green Christmas where I am, so happy holidays to all those out there who are celebrating this time of year. So one thing I wanted to speak about today is, I know this is a time to be grateful and thankful for what you have and, you know, count your blessings. And I am thankful for what I have and the blessings I do have, and I'm, you know, appreciative of them. But I have this feeling, and it's a feeling that I'm still kind of, I don't know, bummed, and I'm not bummed due to the fact of I don't have stuff. You know, I'm thankful again to mention that, but I was trying to figure out why I have this feeling that, you know, so people say when you want to be, you know, happy, you want to feel good, remember what you're grateful for. And I do, and I write it down, and it just wasn't working here. I was still feeling unsatisfied. You know, I was feeling incomplete here. So, looking at some articles online, and maybe I wasn't using the right words on Google, but they were saying, you know, the brain can't be, you know, sad and depressed at the same time of being grateful. And it's like, well, I'm kind of feeling, you know, not 100% great here. So I don't know what science this is talking about. And so I found this article. And it talked about how it's okay to be grateful and still want more. And I think that's where I'm at here. I think, appreciate all my listeners in here, but I have the feeling that I am meant to do more here. And once I realized that here, it's definitely taken a
a weight off my shoulders, or you know, off my chest here. That feeling of, you know, wanting more, because it's you're human, and it's okay to want to keep improving, to keep, you know, growing. And I have that feeling that that's where I am in my life. I'm in a period of growth here. Because you can't be thankful for something you don't have yet. You know, I just need this analogy here. You know, it's like a tree. You know, you're thankful for, you know, the seed that you planted here. You know, you're thankful for, you know, the rain and the water and the sunlight here. But like that tree, it still needs to grow, and it still needs to be tended to. So therefore, that when you do finally blossom, you can enjoy the fruits of your labor here, and you know, for the fruits of, you know, that the seed produced. I hope that makes a little sense. Kind of doing this off the fly, but I hope that gets my point across here. And me just going live here, I definitely hope that those who are listening or listen later on did get something out of this here. And if you did, you know, please follow, and I appreciate it. Reach out to me at buffaloadvicedad.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.